Good morning, good people. It is 18th August 2020. The readings are from Ezekiel chapter 28 verses 1 to 10 and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 19 verses 23 to 30. We celebrate Blessed Victoria Rasova Manarivo from Madagascar. She is a witness and a model to survive a difficult marriage, an example in her faith and service to the poor. As the first reading points out, there are many live among us to claim the place of God. Some believe that God can be purchased with money, power, and wealth. We realize at the end of a crossroads of uncertainty and unpredicted end of our lives. Our life is between race and grace, humility and happiness, God and gods, the first and the last. Moderation, middle ground, equanimity, and balance brings us closer to God. God tests us all with riches and wealth. God wants to know where we keep God once we are rich and blessed and doing well in life. God is never a loser at any given point in life. When someone is ignoring God and mocking God due to pride, acquired knowledge and wealth one possesses, everything melts away in the heat of life except God. God withstands any amount of pressure of human condition. Humanity that tries to replace God will always remain frustrated in reaching out to the others. The responsorial verse reminds us, it is I who deal death and give life. Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 39. The gospel points out the effects of wealth on our relationship with God and one another. It is what wealth do to us spiritually and relationally. No one can save himself or herself on their own. Quote, but Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Unquote. Matthew chapter 19 verse 26. The eligibility proposed by Jesus is sharing what we have with the other. To be poor is not a curse from God, and being rich and not willing to share is not a blessing either. It is not giving a peace, but offering peace to someone through our riches in the blessings from God. A world that does not reach out the poor around is a proud, arrogant, and unbelieving one. A community is blessed when it is daringly sharing the resources with the needy. There is an aroma in giving that pleases God. Unshared resources accumulate sins and sufferings around. May the Lord help us to keep God in front in all we do and say to reach out the needy and the poor on time. God bless you. Have a lovely day.